The oldest technical university in Central Europe, the Czech Technical University, is celebrating its 300th anniversary this year. This Prague-based institution is connected with such notable personalities as František Josef Gerstner, who constructed the first horse-driven railway in Austria, Christian Doppler, perhaps best known for the discovery of the Doppler principle, and also Czech electrical engineer František Křižík and architect Josef Zítek. For a closer look at the history of the Czech Technical University, or České vysoké učení technické, I talk to its rector, Professor Václav Havlíček.
300 years ago, on 18th of January 1707, the Emperor Joseph I issued the special decree in which he gave permission to Christian Josef Willenberg to start engineering teaching, engineering education in Prague. And in this decree, it was written that payment for this education should be made by Czech general estates, by Czech nobility. And Czech nobility was not very fast hurrying to start the paying of this education. So after 10 years, approximately, at the end of 1717, they started to pay, and Christian Josef Willenberg started to teach.
Who were the first students?
The first students were 12 students. Six of them was students from higher nobility. Three of them were from the lower nobility. And the last three, but not least, were the citizens of cities.
And what were the subjects taught at that time?
The subjects were, of course, mathematics and civil engineering, especially fortification engineering, that was civil engineering for military purposes.
Teaching took place first in Christian Josef Willenberg's apartment in Prague's Malá Strana district, then changed location several times while still part of Prague University.
In the first century of existence, that means in 18th century, the number of students slowly increased, and the teacher was only one, with some assistants, but one professor. At the end of 18th century, the professor František Josef Gerstner proposed to the emperor, Habsburg emperor, the reorganization of engineering education. First, he proposed the proposal for new polytechnic in Vienna, corresponding to École Polytechnique de Paris, which started a couple years ago, its existence. And this proposal was a very complex, very wide proposal. But, of course, it was expensive. So the emperor's decision was no. After that, Gerstner made a smaller proposal, much cheaper, for the Prague, where the tradition of 100 years education was still living, and he rearranged the engineering school to Prague Polytechnic, the real polytechnic covering all technical courses in this time. So it was a very modern proposal, but of course corresponding to the dimension of Czech lands.
We should also mention, what was the language used for teaching?
The language used for teaching was German language and Czech language. Both these languages were used for teaching. In 18th century, of course, some lectures were held in Latin language, which was the standard language for university education.
Eventually, the Prague Polytechnic split into two parts, the German and the Czech Polytechnic Institutes. The Czech part later moved to a new large campus on Prague's Karlovo náměstí square, where lectures are held to this day. The rector of the Czech Technical University, Václav Havlíček, looks back at the split of the Prague Polytechnic into two halves.
The separation was much later. It was in the 60s of 19th century. And the separation was the natural development of relationships between Czech and German students. At the beginning, I think the Czech part was smaller, but its development was faster. That means at the end of 19th century, the Czech part was greater than the German one. And we can say that professors were teaching very often in both branches. And for example, in architecture, Professor Zitek, who was a Czech person, was teaching in the German branch, and Professor Schulz was teaching in the Czech branch, and both were cooperating very closely because the symbol of the Czech nation, the National Theater, was designed originally by Professor Zitek. After the fire, it was reconstructed according to the proposal of Professor Schulz. Rudolfinum was designed by both these professors, and I think that the National Museum was also the common work of professors from German and Czech part of the Prague Polytechnic. But it was one school, of course.
And what was the status of the institution at that time? It was no longer paid for by the estates, I presume.
Yes, the statute of the Czech Technical University, or Prague Polytechnic is better to say, was issued in 1863 when the Polytechnic was changed to the real university, led by the elected rector. And from this time, the university started faster development. At the end of 19th century, the number of students was greater than 1,000.
When were first women students accepted?
I think it was at the beginning of 20th century, but I am not sure. It needs some better research. I think it was in the similar time when we received the rule to give the titles of doctors in technical sciences and also honorary doctors.
Today, with 23,000 students at 7 faculties in and outside Prague and as many research institutes, the Czech Technical University remains the primary source of engineering talent in the Czech Republic, even after 300 years of existence.